Ernest Thorpe was so good.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday,
all right, rap welcome attack, back Mr. to Sean Kemp Redemption, episode 2.
Last week, we broke down the Eastern Conference 1994-95. And, a year where collective bargaining peace was assured, and this week I guess we'll run down the Western Conference.
The much more exciting Western Conference.
The much more... Then as... Now as of now, I guess I should say, the Western Conference is the superior conference, and there are more title contenders, I think.
Yeah, well, without Jordan, the Western Conference has been the superior conference.
Right, as long as Jordan is shagging fly balls in Birmingham... This is the Supreme Conference.
I went and saw Michael Jordan play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was in Florida. I think it must have been a preseason game. I mean, because I don't think I've ever been to Birmingham.
Yeah.
Maybe it was in Birmingham. But I think it was in Florida, in Sarasota. I saw him in a game. He did not play, but he ran by. And that was really exciting.
Was it like a
preseason
exhibition? Yeah, Sarasota. It's with the Twins.
Yeah, Sarasota used to be huge.
It's with the Twins.
Used to be. What am I talking about? Sarasota is huge.
Sarasota is actually a lot of young kids move to Sarasota. It's sort of like a cool.
You had a lot of friends that are moving to Sarasota.
People older than me are moving to Sarasota. People, the Generation X people. The 20-year-old
Ben Stiller is he moved.
Winona Ryder has a beach house in Sarasota.
I love Winona Ryder.
She is. Will her star ever fall? Winona Ryder. Did you see Reality Bites? Did your parents let you see Reality Bites?
Yeah, my parents took me to see RoboCop when I was 7. I saw Reality Bites. It was okay. I don't know. Ethan Hawke is pretty dreamy.
Man, Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke is like... Yeah. I hate him. Yeah, so Reality Bites. That was kind of cool to see Ben Stiller, you know, back on the scene. I thought his career was over after Fox canceled the Ben Stiller show. But, always good to see Winona Ryder. I didn't really get that movie, but I just entered puberty, so... What can you expect?
Yeah, well, Janine Garofalo's hot, so that's good. I think I got a shot. She's 15 years older than me.
I mean,
I think she's about 30 right now. I think I got a shot.
I think
we would get along really well.
I think you do. Any big Fireside Bowl shows coming up that you might rub shoulders with?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. We'll get to that in a later segment.
All right, well, I guess, you know, we're foremost here to break down the upcoming 94.
Are you ready for the Midwest Division?
Sure.
All right, we will start with the powerhouse of the Western Conference, the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas.
Tarpley's back! Three-year absence. Tarpley's going to come back and just, you know, tear shit up in the middle. He's actually, I think, maybe one of the best centers in the division, which says a lot.
My dad tells me when I grew up not to be like Roy Tarpley. Roy Tarpley, I thought he was banned for life for cocaine, but I guess life was 3 years or something.
I mean, that is a life and the lifetime of a coke addict, 3 years, I mean.
Yeah. So is he supposed to be clean now?
Yeah, he is back in the league, and he is going to be with the team. I think that's a sneaker all-star pick right there. I like Tarpley.
Roy Tarpley. I wonder how many drug tests he has to submit to each week.
What do you think about Kidd?
I think Jason Kidd is going to be a disappointment. Cal lost. A team with Kidd and Lamon Murray, the Clippers rookie, they lost to Wisconsin Green Bay in the 94, you know, NCAA tournament in the first round.
Yeah, that UCLA team was very disappointing.
Being in Ripon, Wisconsin right now, I've closely followed Wisconsin-Green Bay. It was very exciting to see them win that game.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, geez. I mean, if Jason Kidd can't... I mean, okay, it was just one college game. But, like, I don't know. I feel like he left after his sophomore year. He doesn't have a jump shot. Cal's program was sort of shady, I thought, with, like, the firing.
Oh, wait, was he was Cal, not UCLA?
He was Cal.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you're thinking of, Ed O'Bannon. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think this team sucks, and it's going to make him look bad no matter what. With the exception of Tarpley, who's going to future.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's like Kenny Anderson had a bad rookie year. I think Kidd, I don't think he'll necessarily not become an all-star, but I don't think he'll make an impact his rookie year.
Is Jim Jackson going to show anything this year?
I don't know. I mean, he's good, but he's not, I don't know. I think, like, he's a limited player. Like, he's very good. I don't think if he's going to be an all-star, I don't think it's going to be with this team. I still think this team is dysfunctional.
Not a believer in Mashburn?
You know, I like Mashburn. I liked him at Kentucky. I like him here.
I wish he had a little bit more rebounds. For his size, he can't just be a scorer at that position.
Well, he needs to rebound, because who else do they have on their team? Roy Tarpley, I guess, is the only other rebounder on their team.
All right, 13 wins last year. How many are they going to have this year?
No, I mean,
can they do worse than 13?
They're putting a lot of pressure on Kidd.
I think they suck.
I think they win. You know, they're not going to be as historically terrible as they have been the last 2 years. They'll win 23 games.
I say they win 12.
Man,
well, we're going to be taking the over on all these other teams. Those wins are going to come somewhere. I think the Mavs are just going to get destroyed this year.
You have less faith in Jason Kidd than I do.
Well, I don't know. He's a rookie point guard. We'll see what happens. True. All right, Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets. Everyone's the media darling, the darling Denver Nuggets after their Cinderella run in the playoffs last year. I saw, you know, Beck was doing an interview with Adam Loader wearing a Dikembe Mutombo jersey.
Adam Loader? You mean Kurt Loader?
Kurt Loader.
Are they going to give Jalen Rose the point?
Sort of like an Adam Curry-Kurt Loader hybrid. So here's the case for giving Jalen Rose the starting point guard position immediately. You put Rose in there at 6'8". That way you can play Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf at shooting guard. And you can have Rose defend the other team's 2, and Abdul-Rauf defend the other team's 1.
Yeah, I think if they do that, I think they'll be good. I like Rose. I think he can handle the point.
You think he's ready?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, with a big guy in there, I think he'll be fine if they just give him the point.
So, I don't know. I mean, like, I guess, like, my one reservation, I feel like this is, like, a rich man's version of the Miami Heat. Like, I feel like my one reservation with them is, like, they have a lot of good young players, but, like, who's their star? Like, who's going to carry them? Like,
I mean, it could be Rose. I mean, LaFonso Ellis, I think he could get a lot better.
I mean, he seemed to basically duplicate his rookie year last year.
Well, I don't know. Third year. Let's see.
All right. I mean, they're obviously headed in the right direction. It's just a matter of how much they'll improve this year. I'm looking for, you know, they have a lot of good players. They need to juggle some minutes. You know, if Ellis emerges, I don't know. I guess, like, so they won 41 games last year, is that right? 42 games last year. I don't think they're ready to contend quite yet, but I think they'll be very good. I have them for 48 wins.
I'd say 45 wins, but yeah, I think they're going to improve. I think they'll be a first-round playoff exit. Yeah.
Well, nobody will want to play them in the first round.
Yeah, they aren't doing it again, though. All right, Rockets.
Rockets are defending champions.
Sam Cassell.
That man is
ugly.
He's probably better than Kenny Smith, though.
I agree.
The Rockets, I think they were the worst. I mean, I've been following the NBA for 6 years now. They're definitely the worst title team.
Well,
by far.
Anyone that won after the Bulls, no matter what I think would probably have been considered one of the worst, just because of the huge drop-off from the amazing Bulls teams.
Yeah. That's definitely true. They weren't even as good as those Pistons teams.
No, definitely not.
I mean, I think I mean, their second best player is Otis Thorpe, who is not an all-star.
No. You don't like Bob Ori?
Robert Ori, I don't know how long he's going to last in this league, but, you know, he's got skills. He's multidimensional.
Those dimensions aren't very deep, though, which I think is a problem for this team.
Yeah, right. I don't think they have any shot at
repeating at all.
No, they don't have any shot at repeating. I think they take a step back this year. I have them for 54 wins.
They won 50. I think that's a good call. They won 58 last year. And, yeah, they have Holds and Vernon Wax, Maxwell and Ori. I don't think it's enough.
I like Maxwell. Maxwell's fearless. I would take Maxwell over John Starks right now. Maybe even over Dan Majerle.
Okay, I would take him over both those, but I think that you set the bar a little low right there.
Wow.
I mean, would you take him over Tim Hardaway?
No, I wouldn't take him over Tim. I wouldn't take him over any Hardaway in the league right now.
So, are they going to repeat or not? Quickly?
No.
No. I don't think they get
past Phoenix.
Way. I think they're definitely going to take a step back.
Phoenix made so many upgrades this offseason.
All right. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean...
They got Stacey King. Christian Laettner cut his hair.
Do they have fans? I mean, who follows this team? I feel like they're going to move some year. I feel like they're going to move to Tampa Bay or something. Or St. Petersburg.
What do they draw? I mean, they sell out every game, right?
I don't know. I think people, like, think they're going to a hockey game. They're duped. Okay.
I mean, they had some basketball. The Final Four was there 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. A great Final Four. I don't know. Okay, so here's the one thing I like about them.
Yes.
Is I think Daniel Marshall is going to be an all-star in this league. He was amazing at Connecticut.
I think there's a good chance.
He averaged 25 a game in the Big East.
There's no one else on this team that's going to score. Stacey King isn't going to be taking away that many touches.
I think Ryder. Okay, they have Ryder, Laettner, and Marshall. They actually, in fairness to the Timberwolves...
They have an NCAA All-Star team.
They have three guys who can score 20 points a game. I think Marshall, okay.
You think Leitner's going to score 20 points a game? With okay, what? With what move?
Probably not. But Leitner maybe scored, I don't know, 17 a game. What did he average last year?
Yeah, right about 17.
17 a game. I mean...
I think that goes down with Marshall next
year. Ryder averaged like 17 a game as a rookie.
I mean, this team's going to play Sean King as a center a lot of the time. All right, Stacey King, rather.
Look,
This team is going to play Stacey King as a center.
Stacey King, maybe he just needed to get away from Michael Jordan making fun of him.
Maybe he needs to get away from the buffet line.
I mean, this guy, Stacey King...
Was he 6 overall picked?
Yeah, he was. 11 spots ahead of Sean Kemp. Maybe that was a mistake by the Bulls, but I don't know. I mean...
He's my favorite person on the Bulls shirt that I have that has all the giant heads of the players with the trophy, having Stacey King in that corner with Brian Williams. That's one of my favorites.
Corey Williams. I think it was Corey Williams.
I think it was Scott Williams. All right, I'm going to check.
There was a Scott Williams. No, it is Scott Williams, and then there's Corey. Anyway, I think that
I think he belongs in Minnesota.
This is my big prediction for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, they're going to suck this year, but Daniel Marshall, Rookie of the Year.
Who else? Who are other contenders there?
Well, we have Glenn Robinson, Grant Hill.
I think it's Robinson's award. I'll take Danielle in the top three. I don't see there's Glenn Robinson is gonna destroy that. I mean, voters are gonna look at points per game. Robinson's gonna have more than Danielle Marshall. Marshall isn't putting up 25 on the Timberwolves this year.
I say he puts up 20.
I think 20 is right, and I think that's not good enough. All right, over under wins 20 last year.
I said the Mavericks have 23. I think the Timberwolves will have 24.
I'll go with 21. I think, that's the improvement. And Christian Leitner's headband is worth that extra win. All right. Spurs brought in Sean Elliott.
I don't know. Everyone is like saying, oh, the Spurs, they made some nice additions. They brought back Avery Johnson, brought in Sean Elliott. I mean,
they had a huge turnover. They brought in like a bunch of new guys this year.
Chuck Person. Chuck Person, speaking of signing. The Timberwolves, signs with the Spurs. This guy might be washed up at 30. I don't know. I really miss the Willie Anderson era. I wish that guy would get healthy. I think Avery Johnson is a good addition. He played well with Golden State last year. He played well with the Spurs 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think Sean Elliott, too. Sean Elliott's an all-star.
An all-star? Man, he's an all-star. Sean Elliott was one of the most... I mean, if you wanted to cry last year, you watched Sean Elliott in Detroit. I mean, he was...
I think with a passing big man, he's going to get a lot of shots. And he doesn't have to do anything other than shoot, because Rodman is going to take up so many of his responsibilities and things he's lacking.
I feel like Rodman is going to like either like kill himself or kill someone else in the middle of the season.
I think he feels the same way.
He's going to win the rebounding title, but he's going
to... Again,
like,
for the third year in a row?
Yeah, I think so. But
how close was Olajuwon to him?
Not even. I mean, Rodman, all he does these days is rebound. He's got a crazy amount of rebounds. He got like 17 rebounds a game last year or something, I think.
Yeah. This is a bizarre team. I like the Spurs.
They won a ton of games last year. A lot of that, of course, is because of David Robinson.
I mean, has he proven that there is... I mean, other than Olajuwon, is there any other center that he can't score on in the league?
I think that... You know, like Olajuwon, Robinson carries an otherwise ordinary team to great heights. The problem with Robinson's team, though, is that it's so bizarre.
Like, Olajuwon or Robinson, who do you want?
I mean, Olajuwon has certainly proven himself more, but I feel like Robinson does almost as much, and...
Alright, Robinson or Shaq?
Oh my gosh. That's really hard, because I think if you're asking me who I want for the next 5 years...
If it was this year, it would definitely be Robinson.
You know, I think you're right. Of, like, the three of those, I'd pick Robinson over for just this year. So, I don't know. I guess the Spurs won 55 last year.
The Spurs won 55 last year. What do you think?
They made a lot of nice changes.
Terry Cummings got anything left in him? Come on!
I sure hope so.
I hope so, too.
I have a lot of pride in Terry Cummings, the former Bucks star.
And DePaul.
55 last year. Okay, so, I don't know. I'll give him 55 again this year, which means that they'll finish a game ahead of the Rockets.
Yeah, I think they'll finish with a better record than the Rockets, yeah. 55 sounds about right. I don't know. I'll say over with this. Utah Jazz.
Oh my gosh. The Utah Jazz. They are a team that everyone says the window closes every year, but...
And I think this is year the window closes.
You know, for a team that, you know, when people ask you, you know, like, what are the model franchises in the league? What are the organizations that make the smart moves? People always say the Utah Jazz. But... Their draft picks recently have just not been very good. I mean, they traded their pick this year for getting Jeff Hornacek as part of the Hornacek Jeff Malone trade.
Right.
And that was a good trade, but I mean,
they needed a wider backcourt.
The year before they drafted Luther Wright out of Seton Hall, a terrible choice. The year before that, they traded their pick for Jay Humphries.
Yeah, Jay Humphries is not good.
They traded away Eric Murdoch also in the Jay Humphries trade.
I mean, Stockton alone, they're 31.
31, they're not getting any better. I mean, even if they don't decline, they're not getting any better, and I don't see where else the team improves, you know? Like, where else does the team improve?
I don't think they can. I think Malone is going to get outplayed by a lot of people this year, and when he starts to go down, that whole thing falls apart.
A year from now, we might be speaking of Derek Coleman and not Karl Malone as the premier power forward in the NBA.
I think that I think Malone falls off it this year.
Utah, 50... How many wins? I mean, they made the conference finals last year.
Right, 53. I'd take an under. I think they drop back down to the bottom half of the playoff teams.
I think they're still good this year, but not that good. I think they won 50.
And Luther Wright over under on 1.3 points per game.
Luther Wright, I believe, will check into a rehabilitation clinic this year.
Oh.
But I'm not sure for what.
Let's wish him the best. Oh, and the team we're most excited about. Golden State.
Oh, my gosh. I demanded that my parents take me to JCPenney's this year and buy me a Golden State Warriors sweatshirt and Golden State Warriors matching shorts. Which
do you
I
wear them
wore
together
on my first day to seventh grade basketball.
Did you write
practice.
Owens on the back of the sweatshirt?
I mean to say that the Golden State Warriors are the most exciting thing in my life, I think is slight hyperbole because
what is the most exciting thing in your life, Matt?
Because there is a debate tournament coming up next week. But
are you debating the Warriors? Would your head explode if that's what you were doing?
I cannot take the con in the debate of the Golden State Warriors because they are so exciting. So many great young players. They have
Ricky
Chris
Pierce.
Webber. They have Ricky Pierce, who's not a great young player, but they do have Ricky Pierce.
It's a huge addition. I mean, Mullen's going to be out to start the year, and I think
that's
he'll
true.
Fill that
yeah,
in perfectly.
True.
And that's going to give this team a bunch of wins that they're going to need, I think, because they will need to play at home.
Okay, let's break down the Golden State Warriors. They win 50 games last year with one of the youngest rosters in the NBA, rookie Chris Webber, second-year Latrell Sprewell, third-year Billy Owens. Three potential stars right there.
And Don Nelson, the biggest star of them all.
And Don Nelson, a genius.
Right.
A genius.
How many points do you have to score there to get a free giveaway of hamburgers or whatever?
120 points.
120. And a win.
Those are the stakes. Those are the stakes.
That's much more than the 100 here in Chicago.
For Oakland basketball fans. And they win 50 games last year with that team and also Chris Mullin playing like 3/4 of the season. And
would you rather have Webber or Penny right now?
Oh, Webber.
Yeah.
I would rather have Webber.
I can't believe that.
I know.
That's
I don't,
Webber
I don't,
and
I
Shaq
know.
Together. What the fuck? How do you not do that?
I don't know. I mean, the Penny infatuation that people have now.
There are a lot
cool,
of point guards.
But
if they still had Skiles and they had Webber and Shaq, that team would win 98 games. They would win games. They would win other teams' games.
Webber and Shaq might be imposing enough to win other teams' games. I mean, okay. So Golden State, they win 50 games last year with the aforementioned lineup. Now you have Tim Hardaway healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You traded away Shrunis Marchilonis, who was also injured all last year, for Ricky Pierce and Carlos Rogers, a late lottery pick. So now you have a core of Webber, Mullen,
Webber
Tim
and Rogers
Hardaway,
out there together is going to be massive.
Latrell Sprewell, Billy Owens, Carlos Rogers, Chris Gatling as like your seventh man.
I mean, when this team plays the Spurs, they can have all of these massive people out there against Moses Malone.
I mean, I think.
You're speechless.
This is the offensive weapons that this team has collected. I know they haven't proved themselves in the playoffs. I know they've lost in the first round the last two times they've been in the playoffs, but if Mullen is healthy, if Hardaway is healthy.
Are they a one seed?
They can win 60 games.
They're a one seed, I think. I think they're going to be the one seed in this conference, and
I don't think
they're going to win.
I don't think it's unreasonable to say that they win 60 games. And they sure as hell could beat the Phoenix Suns in the playoffs.
Yep.
If the Houston Rockets could beat the Phoenix Suns in the playoffs, I don't see why the Golden State Warriors can't. I mean, Hardaway is as good as Kevin Johnson, if not better. I mean, Latrell Sprewell is the best shooting guard in the NBA.
Yes.
I
mean, I also, yeah, I think Lee talking about changes to hand-checking and bumping rules, that could be problematic for this team, because they're gonna be physical, and if inside they're getting called for a lot of fouls, I think it could be, that would be something that would give the Suns an advantage.
Chris Webber, I mean, how good is this guy going to be this year?
Amazing.
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 He's perfect. He and Don Nelson, I mean, the one, I mean, heading in, he hasn't quite resigned, but I don't see this as a problem. But, I mean, he's perfect for Don Nelson's system.
Yeah, Weber for MVP, I would put money on that if I was old enough to gamble.
I say Chris Webber and Derek Coleman wrest the mantle away from Karl Malone and Charles Barkley this year as the premier power forwards in the
NBA. And I like Webber more than Coleman this year.
Wow. That's a big statement, but... So, I say 60 for Golden State. What do you say?
Well, last year was 50. I'll say 63.
63.
I think they just roll over. If they're healthy, they roll over the conference. I think being able to have Mullen back after he comes back from his injury after a few weeks and coming off the bench.
They're going to have Mullen as a sixth man. They're going to have a dream teamer as a sixth man. They're going to have a first team All-NBA selection just 2 years ago as their sixth man.
Yeah, I think they're in great shape, and he is going to be the best dream teamer off the bench, even if Christian Laettner gets...
They're just going to smoke teams. This is going to be Don Nelson, the greatest year of Don Nelson's life.
All right, well, it won't be the greatest year of the Clippers' life. Clippers, the Clippers got rid of everybody.
The Clippers. Clippers.
They didn't bring in anyone.
So the Clippers lost Danny Manning and Ron Harper to free agency. I mean,
but they traded
Danny Manning for Dominique Wilkins, and they lost Dominique Wilkins to free agency. They still have Loy Vaught, a hard-working power forward.
This is a sad team. These are anything to say. Like, this is a shitty team.
This team is
won 27 games, and they're going to win less this year.
They got rid of Mark Jackson for Pooh Richardson. Pooh Richardson...
His name is Pooh, so that's good.
Is, you know, you can stick a fork in Pooh Richardson, I feel like.
It would smell terrible.
Malik Sealy. I mean, I guess they're going to rely on big minutes for Malik Sealy. You know, their rookie, Lamont Murray, he scored a bunch of points in college, but did have Jason Kidd as his point guard. So he's in the unique situation of going to a team. The pros will have a much worse point guard than the team he had in college.
Wait, is Gary Grant...
Gary Grant, yeah, he
is
might
Is he related
start.
To Horace Grant?
He's not related to any of the Grants.
Does Horace Grant have any relatives in the league?
Well, Harvey Grant.
Harvey Grant.
His brother is Harvey Grant.
Sixers, right?
Well, no, the Blazers.
Oh, okay.
We're getting to Harvey Grant.
Okay, sorry.
I mean... Then there's also Brian Grant, the Kings draft choice.
Oh.
Does
Harvey wear goggles?
I think his vision is fine.
I'll take your word on that. Harvey
I
Grant,
say the Clippers finish worse than the Timberwolves and Mavericks with all their free agent losses, win 20 games.
I say I don't see a Clippers game the entire season.
All right.
And the Lakers...
The Los Angeles Lakers.
You think
oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Vlade, a power forward.
Vlade Divac, what is Serbian for inconsistency? Could this guy possibly string together 5 good games?
No, he can't.
Him
and Eldon Campbell, what an imposing force.
Eldon Campbell and Vlade Divac.
Campbell is going to a conditioning with a track coach. Trying
Magic
to
Johnson.
Be able to stay out there. And he's not the one that smokes a pack a day at the front court.
Well, maybe Eldon Campbell's rededicated then. I don't know. All I know is that Magic Johnson didn't like this team as coach last year. I don't like this team. I like Nick Van Exel. I liked him when he was at Cincinnati, but, you know, he's not enough.
I was hoping that Magic could get a little more out of Nick Van Exel. He takes infinity shitty shots.
I mean, I don't know. Okay, so here's one thing I like about the Lakers. One thing is the acquisition of Cedric Ceballos from Phoenix for just a first-round draft choice.
Yeah, I hate it.
You hate it? Why?
I hate it. They already have so many guys jacking up shots. I mean, Ceballos is a scorer and a dunker.
Ceballos is a high... What was Ceballos' field goal percentage last year? It was something really high.
I'm not sure what it was.
Okay. Wow. Cedric Ceballos' field goal percentage was an immaculate 535 last year.
That is correct. And you know what? That's way better than Vlade being 9 for 47 on three-pointers last year. Because I think he's going to be playing with that and Van Exel jacking up shots. And his scoring can stay the same, and this team will get decimated.
I think they won how many games last year?
They won 33 games last year.
I think they won 30 this year. I think they stink.
I think you're exactly right.
They stink to high heaven.
Eddie Jones, any hope?
No, I mean, they should have taken Jalen Rose.
Well, they got Nick Van Exel, you know, you can't replace him, so.
Tricky Nicky.
Next. Oh, the Phoenix Suns! Danny Manning.
All I ever heard about this summer was Danny Manning. I went to summer camp, all anyone talked about was Danny Manning. They also signed Wayman Tisdale. This is a team always making, you know, showy additions, flashy additions. I think that they, we've already, you know, drooled over Golden State. I don't think, if Golden State is healthy, I don't think Phoenix can beat them.
I think it's what they say about the rules and hand-checking. I think Kevin Johnson's your potential MVP of this year.
That's true. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Golden State is an X factor. Maybe the more realistic question is, you know, are they better than Seattle? Or are they better than Houston?
I think they take a step back. I think AC Green has not got much in him. I hope this is the year he gets laid. I also hope this is the year I get laid. But
who among the three of us, you, me, and AC Green, will be the first half sacks?
Well, I'm glad you didn't throw Dan Marley in there because he gets tons of pussy.
That's what I hear. He's very tan.
Yeah, I'm not sure Barkley's commitment is going to be there again.
Barkley, he seems like he has one foot out of the door with his just retirement talk every year.
Yeah, and I think bringing in Danny Manning isn't going to inspire him to do anything. I don't know. It's Kevin Johnson. If he can take another step and become the best point guard in the league. Is he the best point guard in the league?
I guess the conventional wisdom is that it's John Stockton.
Yeah, but, I mean, would you... put Stockton. I mean, you would have Stockton.
I love Kevin Johnson. I love him. Like
Kevin Johnson or Hardaway? I think I said Hardaway, right? I would say Hardaway.
The last time both of them were healthy, Tim Hardaway had the better season.
Yeah, I would take Hardaway.
And
you're not high on Mookie Blaylock.
I think...
Just make sure. We are to Portland yet, but Rod Strickland, do you think he can enter into the top five?
I don't see Strickland quite in this conversation.
No, I don't either. Sorry about him up. Alright, so Phoenix at 56 last year, I think we'll take the under on that.
No. I mean, they added Manning, they added Tisdale. Wesley Person is another good draft choice. He should have gone 14 to New Jersey.
And which would they get him at?
23.
All right. I mean, but he's... I mean, how much... Is he going to play over Marley? Is that right?
And Marley... I feel Marley... I would rather have Vernon Maxwell, like I said earlier. I don't know. I think Phoenix... So I have Golden State for 60 wins. I think Phoenix wins 50.
I think your Vernon Maxwell point is good. If he was a 2 on this team, I feel like this would be a team that I would be scared of. But yeah. It's just... Whatever, they're starting AC Green.
Marley doesn't have Maxwell's fearlessness.
And also Ceballos. I mean, that's a huge loss. Those are points.
Yeah.
And I mean, is Manning going to put up 20 points, 19 points? Like, I don't think so.
We don't know. You never know what to expect from Manning. I think they win 59.
Okay, I'll say 53. I'll take the under on that. Oh, yeah. Blazers.
I mean, this is a team... This is a team...
This is a team that's
falling,
old.
Falling faster than the fastest thing you can imagine falling. I mean, they are falling fast. They...
This team starts Harvey Grant?
I mean, this is this is a mess. I mean
Drexler's,
like,
what, 31 now?
This is a team that sits around and cries about its performance in the 1992 NBA Finals. I mean, and that's what they do, is they sit around and they cry.
And they keep Jerome Kersey around to remind them of the pain.
They keep Jerome Kersey. They have, like, these ghosts. They have, like, these ghosts haunting the team.
Well, they got rid of the Duckworth ghost.
They got rid of the Duckworth ghost. But now they have... But they still have the Kersey ghost. The Terry Porter, the ghost of Terry Porter.
I think I would take the ghost of Terry Porter over Porter right now. Cliff Robinson.
They have Cliff Robinson and his dopey headbands. They have Clyde Drexler limping through another year last year. I don't know.
Cliff Robinson led the Blazers in blocks last year.
I mean, what a
he's an all-star, man.
What a schizophrenic team. Cliffy Robinson.
Yeah,
I mean...
They're a bad
when
team.
Rod Strickland is your most consistent performer, you got problems.
Yeah, and I don't think Strickland's going to be taking this team back to anything like respectability.
I mean...
This is a team with an arrow down. Aaron McKee, any hope for this team? I don't know where he's going to get
Dudley, minutes. I mean... Buck Williams? I mean, Buck Williams is like 40.
Yes. This is an old and bad team.
They won how many games last year?
A lot. 47.
Okay,
under,
so they're banking their hopes on PJ Carlissimo, Cliff Robinson, and Rod Strickland.
Oh, yeah, the Carlissimo hire. This is a big hire. They got him from Seton Hall?
Yeah. They, He could be a really good pro coach. I mean, that's...
I mean, he's going to be locked in Portland, so it's kind of... He'll be isolated.
I feel he was dealt a bad hand. I think they finished 500.
I mean, what was Seton Hall's best finish with him as a coach?
Well, they almost won the national title.
Which year?
89.
Oh, against Michigan, right. I don't know, I forgot about that, because I love it so much.
But...
Who took the free throws? Was it Ramil Robinson?
Yeah, Ramil Robinson.
And he closed his eyes, right?
Yeah.
Because... His friend was dead?
I think he closed his eyes because he was imagining his pro career.
Come on, he's going to lead the Hawks to salvation. Don't talk shit about Ramil Robinson. His friend's dead and he shoots free throws with his eyes closed.
I think every player ever shot novelty free throws.
Who was the star of that Seton Hall team?
The Australian. He spent a year with Seton Hall, then he went back to Australia.
Was that his name? The Australian?
Andrew Gaze was his name.
Oh, okay.
But they also had,
The dude you mentioned earlier.
Luther Wright. Luther Wright was Luther on Wright. later. God, I don't remember anybody. Maybe they had this guy named John Morden, I think.
What about Wayman Tisdale? Did they
Wayman
have
Wayman
Tisdale?
No, they didn't have Wayman Tisdale. Bad.
I mean, that was some good Seton Hall talk.
That's no. I think we should keep some of that. Like,
oh, we are. I'm just gonna cut off the end when we meandered it into nothingness.
Speculating on.
So Carlissimo.
His 89, the hall in 89, let me tell you.
He was,
that team.
The assistant on a 92 basketball team, right?
Sure.
The Olympic team.
He was an exalted coach. I mean, he, you know, you look at that Seton Hall team from 89, you know, inspired millions of Americans to get into basketball. Amazing team. I don't see, though. I feel like he's dealt a bad hand in Portland. Though I do think,
a handful of money.
I do think that Strickland, he did get a ton of money. I do think Strickland makes the All-Star team this year.
Oh, geez, I am gonna say no. But I mean, Carlissimo loves Buck Williams, so no matter what hand he was
dealt. Everyone loves Buck Williams.
He's got that to deal with. Oh, yeah. Did we go with over-unders 47 last year? Did we talk? Under.
Oh, way under. I think 41.
Yeah, I think they fight for the eighth spot. The Kings. Mitch Richmond deal not going through.
This guy needs to get traded. Mitch Richmond on those great run TMC teams. I don't know what he does in Sacramento. I don't know if he where he goes out to eat. I don't know where he goes to party.
I'm sure him and Spud Weber always.
I don't know if he has a family.
Maybe he just has Bobby Hurley driving him around.
That's not funny.
Yes, it is. Hurley's back this year. You think Hurley's...
Bobby Hurley making...
I think he's another Duke piece of shit. Him and Christian Lake. They should trade him to the Timberwolves.
A courageous comeback after the tragic, near-tragic car accident.
It was still tragic. It wasn't near-tragic. It was pretty tragic.
He recovered. I think he recovers. I think he's a decent point guard in the league. I don't think he's a star. I mean, he's at least as good as Kenny Smith, for God's sakes. I mean...
Yes, I agree. He is as good as Kenny Smith.
I mean, he's a pass-first, shoot-second point guard. He was great in college. Is he going to be a star? No. Is he even going to be as good as Kenny Anderson? No. But he's as good as Kenny Smith. He's better than Kenny Smith. I think he's as good as Mark Jackson. I don't know.
I'll take Mark Jackson.
Yeah, I would take Hurley. I don't know. Walt Williams had a terrible second year. I couldn't stop thinking about that last year. Why is Walt Williams, you know, after the brilliant rookie year, you know, what was he doing last year? This whole team, you know, every year you're like, oh, they've accumulated some talent. They're going to do something. They haven't done something since they moved from Kansas City.
This is a team totally stuck.
They're stuck. Yeah. They need to trade Richmond, I suppose.
I like Brian Grant. I think Brian Grant will be a good player.
I think Brian Grant is nothing. This guy had middling college stats at a small school. I mean, I think Brian Grant is out of the league in 4 years. I mean,
that's rough.
And, you know, Lionel Simmons was supposed to be a star. What happened to that guy? I mean, they're going nowhere. They won how many games last year?
They won 28 games last year.
25.
I'll take an over, and I don't even have a good reason why. I like Richmond. I think Richmond might put it together a little bit more this year, but...
Even if Richmond's also...
I think he's going to be motivated. What was the trade for Richmond?
Billy Owens.
Oh.
Straight up, Billy Owens. It's a good trade for Sacramento, but, you know.
Yeah, I like Richmond. I don't think he's going to let this team fall apart too much. Okay. Are you ready?
All right.
Matthew, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for Kendall Gill? Are you ready for Detlef Schrempf? Ready for Sam Perkins.
I was ready for all those players individually, but knowing that they're
but
all...
But not together. Are you ready for a team that Gary Payton says, please think of us as psychos? The completely upheaved Seattle Supersonics.
Has there ever been a more dysfunctional 63-win team?
No.
In the history of the NBA... I mean...
Well, maybe, did the Sixers in the late 70s ever win 63?
No, the Sixers never won that much, I think, until their championship year. I could be wrong.
Okay. Well, regardless, this team is fucking insane.
That's a good historical analogy.
Yeah, that's what makes... When I look at this team, that's what I think of.
I mean, this is a team that, like... I guess, like, one problem...
Why don't you talk about Irvin Johnson?
I feel like Irvin Johnson will get 20 minutes a game this year and not be good enough to replace Sam Perkins as the center, even though Sam Perkins is undersized. I do think Irvin Johnson, though, will take some minutes away from Michael Cage this year.
I think, yeah, Cage is going to be... relegated a bit.
Milo Cage, I mean, this is a man you want sort of like a primer on hairstyles. Like, this is a guy. When the Jerry curl was popular, Cage had the Jerry curl. When the flat top was popular, Cage had the flat top.
And now him and Detlef Shrimp just go to the same barber.
And now, you know, he's indistinguishable from the great German Detlef Shrimp.
How much is Pierce is gonna hurt this team losing Pierce? I think it's huge.
I think it's big, too. Apparently, Pierce and Payton didn't get along, but...
Who does get along with Gary Payton, other than crazy people?
I don't know. Gary Payton could be the cancer that infects in a deadly way the Seattle Supersonics. I mean, you combine his ego with Kendall Gill's ego and Sean Kemp's ego.
I think Gill's a real problem. I don't like Gill on this team.
I mean, Detlef Schrempf is probably my favorite player on this team.
He is also his own favorite player on this team.
You know, I mean, if there's one thing that I wanted this past spring other than to have Jesse McConnell pay attention to me in social studies class, it was for Sean Kemp to have stepped up in Game 5 of that Nuggets series. I feel like he should be the star of this team, and for him...
Yeah, that was disappointing. No. Still, I mean, yeah, other than Weber, I would take him.
But, I mean, would you take Kemp over Coleman? I wouldn't take Kemp over Coleman.
I mean, you're so high on Derek Coleman. Would I take Kemp over Coleman? Yeah, I'd probably take Kemp, but I would have to think about it.
I mean, would you take Kemp over Larry Johnson?
No, I would not take him over Larry Johnson. I like Kemp, though.
All right, well, I mean, they're going to be obviously really good this year. It's not like they got any, like, older in, like, a detrimental way. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I do worry that Kemp has peaked at this point. What was his draft position? I mean, he's been in the league 5 years. It feels
17.
Like 17, damn. And why Stacey did he... King he went to, like, six. A community college, right?
Danny Ferry was 2. He was kicked out of Kentucky for stealing the coach's son's jewelry.
Huh. Did he deserve it? The kid, I mean, with the jewelry.
No, I mean, it was very bad, and I hope he learned his lesson. I see Sean Kemp as a model citizen the rest of his life, but I don't see him leading Seattle to the championship this year. They won 63 last year.
Yeah, I think they're due for a step back. And I think Sean
58
Kemp...
58 this year, I think.
I would say less than that. And I think Sean Kemp impregnates Seanus Marcellonis' girlfriend.
Oh my god. That is shocking.
Wait, we're done?
We are done with our exhaustive preview of the Western Conference. We have exhausted the teams in the Western Conference.
Oh, geez. All right, well, Western Conference final picks. Who do you got?
I feel like we're... Okay, so, like, just to briefly recap, I was down on a lot of teams, but I also picked 6 teams. Phoenix, Golden State, Seattle, Utah, San Antonio, and Houston all won 50 games. And Denver might win 50 games as well. So it's a top-heavy conference, but because after those 7, I hate everyone else, basically. so just to recap that, I like Golden State. If they're healthy, they're a huge X factor.
I'll put Golden State in the Western Conference Finals.
But frankly, I'm more confident about them than I am about Phoenix, Seattle, or Houston, or San Antonio.
I'm confident in them to have a 1 seed. I think they're going to be fantastic. But I do worry about them in the playoffs. I worry about Don Nelson in the playoffs a little bit. I'm worried that they aren't going to be able to score 125 points if they're playing the Suns or the Spurs.
Phoenix is the safe pick, but I don't know. I have to kind of go with my heart here and pick Golden State.
Golden State, Phoenix in the Western Conference Finals? Is that your official prediction?
Yes, I think it is. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, give me a second.
I don't like Houston getting out of the first round. I think the semifinals will be Golden State, Phoenix, Seattle, San Antonio.
I'm going to take the Spurs against the Warriors. And I don't know who's going to win. I'll say the Spurs.
Big on the Spurs. Wow.
I don't know.
Really,
I guess
really
so.
Into the Elliott reacquisition.
I think Elliott's huge for that team.
Yeah.
And David Robinson will win a scoring title.
Another scoring title for Robinson?
Yep, another one. Unless Kevin Johnson
I say Shaq wins the scoring title this year.
I'll take David Robinson.
Shaq or maybe... I like Shaq. Unless Derek Coleman just goes crazy.
Want to talk some fantasy basketball?
So those are... Well, no. So those are our predictions. Chris likes the Spurs in the West, and I like the Warriors. And in the East, I picked the Indiana Pacers. And
I like Thurl Bailey as a fantasy sleeper this year.
And one more gasp in the celebrated career of Thurl Bailey.
Oh, wait. Who did we each have coming out? I don't know, Warriors or Spurs. I guess I'd probably say, I'll just fucking say the Warriors. Fucking
you
Warriors.
You said the Spurs a minute ago.
All right. I don't know, it's hard to decide.
You are
Spurs, who did I have coming out of the East?
I don't know. I know I had the Pacers. I think you may have had...
Oh, I didn't have the Pacers.
You may have had the Magic.
No, I didn't have the Magic. Hornets. I had the Hornets?
You might have had the Hornets coming out of the East.
I think I had the Hornets.
Yeah, I think you did have the Hornets.
Alright, well, I'm going to take whoever is in the West.
So the Spurs-Hornet NBA Finals.
Oh, that would be amazing. Oh, wow.
That would be
oh, and I think
great
the Spurs
for
would
merchandise.
Win that. I think the Spurs would win that. So I guess the Spurs are my NBA champions in one of the strangest years ever. And I think Lee continues to get more top heavy and
the Avery Johnson Muggsy Bogues NBA Finals matchup.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I have the Pacers Warriors, and I like the Warriors to win that if they can, get past all those monsters in the West, they should get past the Indiana Pacers. The Reggie Miller Chris Mullin shooting duel will be one to watch.
Who's the MVP of the finals for the Warriors then?
I like Weber. I like Weber emerging as the best player on this team as the year progresses.
Do you think Weber wins a regular season MVP?
He won't become that good quite yet. I could see that happening in a couple years. I think Shaq wins the regular season MVP. That's the safe choice. The sort of, chic pick, it might be
Horace Grant.
Or
it might not be Horace Grant.
too chic for my tastes. I think it'll be, I think Shaq will win the MVP. I mean, Scottie Pippen could have another monster year, I guess I should say, but...
Whatever.
He's,
we didn't even talk. Did we talk much about the Pippen in the Seattle section?
I mean, Seattle almost gets Pippen in what would have been one of the biggest trades ever.
Oh, they also brought in Bill Cartwright. So they could. I mean, who else is available?
Seattle did bring in Bill
Cartwright.
Is
Craig Hodges available?
I believe that the Josie Merriweather and. Caldwell Jones are also available, and Calvin Johnson.
But Dave Corzine, he's taken.
Dave Corzine is taken, folks. Move on.
Can we rename this podcast Dave Corzine is taken?
Paul McKeskey is still available, but Dave Corzine is taken.
June 16th, 1971, Mama gave birth to a hell-raising heavenly son. See, the doctor tried to smack me, but I smacked him back. My first words were stuff for lot, and Papa passed the mat. I'm busting on these motherfuckers crawling. Listen, you can hear my mini folk team calling. I'm out the window on my drop top. I got my Glock cock, busting the niggas, when will it stop? Now tell me, are you scared of the dark? Can't close my eyes, I see bitches. And even with the stub living, will I stay in prison? Penitentiary chances was an all-day thing. Only way to advance, and if you slain me, you better have your night. Cause when we I be a hustler, motherfuckers, and making dubs out of trucks from the cradle to the grave. Trying to make ends meet. So now all y'all niggas being raised by the streets. And then the only other man that ever showed me love was my dope free uncle, strung out on drugs. The straight thug. Just me, my mama out here on her own. So I got two cats, one black and one a chrome. Now I don't wanna hurt nobody, but I must offend mine. All the fuck I got, so stop and walk a thin line. Young niggas be brave and keep on thugging from the cradle to the grave. From the cradle to the grave.
From the cradle to the grave.